Drug maker Moderna said today that it will test a new version of its vaccine to defend against the South African strain of the coronavirus. The company announced the results of new studies confirming the vaccine is still effective against new variants, but that out of an abundance of caution, Moderna will test a new booster shot specific to the strain emerging in Africa. Let's bring in Angela Rasmussen. She's a virologist with Georgetown University's Center for Global Health Science and Security. Angela, welcome.
Thanks, Peter, for having me.
Sure, and help us make sense of what Moderna is saying here. One test showed a six-fold reduction in antibodies from the vaccine when tested against the South African variant, but the company is also saying that the shot is still effective. What do you think?
So I think that their data is pretty clear on what happened there. It shows that there is indeed a reduction in antibody neutralization, meaning that fewer of the antibodies are capable of rendering the virus non-infectious. However, there are still sufficient antibodies that do neutralize the virus to make sure that the vaccine will likely be protective. So even though it's reduced in neutralization capacity, it's not completely eliminated from being able to neutralize the virus effectively.
Okay. Well, it also seems like a significant step here, though, that Moderna is making a potential booster shot for the South African variant. What can you tell us about that? Is it likely to work?
I think that that's very wise. So one thing people should know about mRNA vaccines is that technically they're fairly easy to change. So you just basically change the sequence of the spike protein to match up with what the variant is. That should elicit antibodies that are going to be effective against these new variants. However, they do need to test that. And I think it's very wise, out of an abundance of caution, to begin working on that now so that should variants emerge in the future that are better able to evade antibodies produced by the vaccine, we have these boosters ready to go.
Right. I mean, the question is, how often will you have to make those changes? So considering the new information, considering what we've seen so far and the way the virus is mutating, do you think that we'll need to get vaccinated on a regular cycle like we do now for the flu?
I think that's possible. But one thing people should consider, too, is that viruses cannot mutate if they're not being transmitted between people, if they don't have the opportunity to replicate. So if we can get a lot of people vaccinated now and also get transmission down, that will reduce the chances that a new variant will emerge that is capable of evading the vaccines, meaning that we probably wouldn't need to change the vaccines as much.
Okay. Well, to that point, President Biden is expected to reimpose a travel ban on non-U.S. citizens coming from South Africa, Brazil, the U.K., Ireland, and other countries in Europe. What do you think? Is that a smart policy? Because, you know, at this point, aren't the variants pretty much already here?
Yeah, I'm very doubtful about how effective travel restrictions from just these particular countries will be. For starters, we already know that these variants are distributed globally in many places besides those countries that you mentioned, including already here in the United States. So at this point, travel restrictions, I think, are not really going to have that much of an effect. Now, that said, I think that it's a good idea in general, given that we do have out-of-control transmission here, to limit travel to essential travel only. But in terms of keeping the variants out, I don't think that this is going to be very useful. I think it's a little too little too late.
There was news from another drug maker today, Merck, which said that trials of its vaccines show that they're not working. So that is bad news, another setback. But, you know, we're also expecting new data soon from two other companies, Johnson & Johnson and Novavax. What do you think? When are we going to have more vaccine options out in the public, and what kind of difference could that make in ending this pandemic faster?
Well, I think the more vaccines we can have, the better, since right now we're having a problem with both distribution and supply of the vaccines that we do have. So getting more effective vaccines on the market will basically mean more vaccine doses for more people. We can vaccinate more people more quickly. That gets us closer to ending the pandemic. With regard to the Merck vaccines, I think this really shows how important it is to have many different candidates for evaluation, because one part of the drug and vaccine development process is that sometimes products that seem promising end up not being very effective in the clinic. And it looks like that's what happened here. So while it's disappointing, we do have a number of other candidates in the pipeline, including the two from Johnson & Johnson and Novavax that you just mentioned.
All right, we're going to cross our fingers and keep our eyes closely on that one. Angela Rasmussen, a virologist at the Georgetown University Center for Global Health Science and Security. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Peter.